continue what we talked about last time, I just want to talk about little vertical lines. We mentioned that there's, just for the record, horizontal is like the horizon, which is this way, and vertical is this way. Okay, I think I got that right. If I'm wrong, please somebody let me know really fast. Now, a vertical line are the little lines you have under the under words with the, that right little tiny lines underneath the word. I'm not talking about lines on top of the word. I'm talking about vertical lines under the word. So we mentioned that most words in Lashon Kodesh are going to be emphasized, the stress, the accent will be at the end of the word, unless in a sitter there will be a little symbol telling you that it is not at the end of the word. That is the rule for sitter. When you're reading the davening, you always lengthen the end of the word, except when you have the little vertical line telling you that it's before. However, I just was brought, a couple people asked me about it, so I just want to quickly mention, that is talking about in davening, in a sitter when there's no trup. However, when you're reading from a trup, you always follow, when there's a sitter, let's say in Kriyat Shema with this trup, or from a chumash, there you always follow where the trup is, where the simon, where the sign of the symbol of the timim are, that is where you, where you're supposed to lengthen the word. So for example, take the word halachti, there will be a trup on the lamed, or the havta, the trup will be on the tav. Now, why am I mentioning this about vertical lines? Because when you're reading trup, you will see occasionally also vertical lines. So those vertical lines in trup are one of the two. Either it's actually the sign of the soif pasuk. Has anyone ever paid attention to what, I don't know if you guys know what trup looks like, but every end of a pasuk, every single end of a pasuk in the Torah and in Siddur, in where there's trup in Kriyat Shema, etc., the little vertical line at the end of the last word has a vertical line. That is actually not a, that is actually showing you where the trup is, just like in a sitter, but that will be where the trup is supposed to be. There will be a little, on the end of a pasuk, what's called a soif pasuk. The way a soif pasuk looks is a little vertical line. So that might be at the end, it might be before the end, right? Because, but it doesn't matter. The point is, in a trup, you always emphasize where the trup is, and the last word of every pasuk has something called a soif pasuk, which is a vertical line, which will then be at the place of the top. That is in every pasuk. You have, however, another thing which has a different name. It's called a mesig. A mesig refers to a little vertical line in a vowel before the trup. Take, for example, the word v'ahavta, which you keep talking about, and we said there that you have to make sure to read v'ahavta. If you look in some, or take the word v'ochalta, v'savata, you'll notice there's a little tiny line also on the aleph, and the beginning of the word, and that is not what I have not been discussing. That I think is called a mesig. A mesig is what's called a secondary trup. So, for example, take the word ve'achalta. The way the word ve'achalta, you emphasize, you stress the end of the word ve'achalta, and we said that means future. You shall eat in the future. But there's a little vertical line on the aleph to show you that you do a, so to speak, a mini or a semi stress lengthening on the first letter. So you'd read it ve'ahavta or ve'achalta. You mainly stress the end, but not the beginning. So just very much a recap, like you've got to, so in a regular sitter, in when you're reading from a sitter, you always emphasize the end unless you have a vertical line to show you that it's mila'el, that the trup is not at the end. When you're leaning from reading from a chumash or a sitter that has the trup in it, then you always emphasize where the symbol of the trup is. End of the word is a soif pasuk. The symbol actually is a little vertical line. And when you have trup and there are vertical lines in the beginning of the word, it's for practical purposes, right this moment, you can ignore them because we haven't gotten involved with it. But the point of what it is that it's really like a semi-trup. It's a semi-stress, and you stress the end of the word where the trup is, and you do a, like a mini or a semi-stress on the beginning. So you read it v'ochalta, and not v'ochalta, which changes the meaning. V'ochalta. Thank you very much.
Yes. Man, that's great.